This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our coverage. I'm Tony Bruschi. This next segment from court this week, I find very, very interesting. Picture for a second, you go to the bank and you realize, oh my goodness, I've overdrafted. A bill came out that I wasn't expecting, and now my balance is negative 50 bucks, negative 10 bucks even, negative $200, okay? Most of us, if that happens, well, the bank would politely say, you're overdrafted, and we're not going to give you any more money. In fact, we're going to start charging you more money and a lot of fees every single day, and it's going to keep getting crazier and crazier until you pay us back the money. Well, that is not the case when you're Alex Murdaugh and part of Murdaugh Country, as it was known in South Carolina's Low Country. When you wield that much power that's unchecked, crazy things can happen. Things that you wouldn't really expect to still be in existence in America today, but it's alive and well in some places. Murdaugh did just that. He overdrafted his bank account, and it wasn't by just a couple dollars. It wasn't just by $200, and the bank said, "We know you. You're good." No, he overdrafted the account by $347,000. And because Alec is Alec, the bank said, "You know, no biggie. We got you." It's truly just shocking testimony. It makes you shake your head and go, how is this still going on like this in parts of our country? Let's go to the courtroom so you can hear it directly. As prosecutor Creighton Waters questioned Palmetto State Bank CEO Jan Malinsky about the bank's generous, so to speak, overdraft policy. Take a listen.
What does it say right there at the bottom, the purpose that's being reported that the $750,000 is for?
To remodel of the house in Edisto.
Does it say anything about sending $350,000 to Chris Wilson to try to make up the funds that he had diverted from his law firm?
No, sir.
Does it say anything about $400,000 to cover a $347,000 overdraft?
No, sir.
After June 7th, was the first significant activity from the bank to Alec to provide that $350,000 off the books with no application whatsoever?
Yes, sir.
And after June the 7th, did his account run to negative $347,000?
Yes, sir.
And the bank kept paying?
Yes, sir.
Perhaps the most generous overdraft policy ever seen?
Quite possibly.
You were asked a little bit about Zero United and Redbeard, which are up on the screen. The bank did not foreclose on those properties, is that correct?
That is correct.
So Alec Murdaugh still owned those properties, correct?
He and partners, yes, sir.
All right. But if he were to try to sell them, could he have sold them without having to account to the bank?
He would have had to pay back the monies he had borrowed from the bank.
And we see that we up on that screen, what happened to my book?
One of many technical issues.
If he had tried to sell those properties, would he have just had to pay the bank those amounts listed there, or could it potentially be much higher than that?
Potentially much higher.
And explain to the court very quickly why it could be much higher than that, that he would have to satisfy before he could sell those properties.
There would be accrued interest and any late charges and fees that accumulated since the date of the charge-off.
Once y'all charged it off, it no longer was accruing interest and penalties and fees on the books, at least, correct?
Yes, sir.
But if you were to, if he was to try to sell that property and the buyer came to you or to see how much they needed to pay y'all out of the proceeds before title could transfer, y'all would go back and look at all that interest that hadn't been paid over that time.
Yes, we'd provide a payoff statement, which would have included principal, accrued interest or lost interest to that date, and any late fees and charges.
And he would be unable to sell those properties and transfer title until some arrangement was reached with the bank.
Yes, sir.
We just You were just asked about whether or not Maggie was going to be meeting an appraisal at the Edisto property, but you've testified in no uncertain terms that that appraisal was to renew the mortgage that was already in existence that had matured, correct?
Yes, sir.
It had nothing to do with a new 750.
Yes, sir.
We just talked about the negative $347,000 overdraft policy, correct?
Yes, sir.
In 2 months, his account went to negative $347,000.
Yes, sir.
If it had come out that Alec Murdoch had been diverting fees from his law firm, if Alec Murdoch had been forced to resign from his law firm, if it had come out that he had been misappropriating money from his clients, would the bank have continued to pay charges coming in on that account?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
No uncertain terms about that.
No uncertain terms.
So all this testimony about the relationship in the bank, if the truth had come out, it's a new ball game, correct?
Yes, sir.
And in the wake of all of this, Russell Lafitte was terminated and you became CEO, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And now there's a new sheriff in town at Palmetto State Bank, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Well, at least someone got fired. That's testimony from the courtroom when Prosecutor Creighton Waters questioned Palmetto State Bank CEO John Mulkowski about the bank's, as was stated, generous overdraft policy. Obviously cost the CEO his job, but in the time, it was again another great example of the power and ridiculous amount of looking the other way as part of the good old boys club there in South Carolina's Lowcountry. Very interesting testimony. We have more of the highlights of it coming for you here on the feed. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of that. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyBPod. My name is Tony Bruschi. For all of us here, thanks for listening.